Test 6. Skills Development. Section 1. Listening. Second task. Exercise A. Listen to these extracts from the second task on page 66 and circle the phrase you hear. 1.
The double room you've got booked is £95.
2.
The single room we could offer you from tomorrow is £75.
3.
So I'd be saving £20 per night.
4.
If you'd like to come down here sometime after breakfast, before 11 a.m.
5.
That's on the fourth floor.
6.
It's £5 per hour.
Exercise B. Listen again and match each extract to a word or phrase. 1.
The double room you've got booked is £95.
2.
The single room we could offer you from tomorrow is £75.
3.
So I'd be saving £20 per night.
4.
If you'd like to come down here sometime after breakfast, before 11 a.m.
5.
That's on the fourth floor.
6.
It's £5 per hour.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями, данными в списке AF. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I always look forward to going to school, and I think I'm quite a good student. But several times a week, we have what are called double periods, and they're awful. Can you imagine? I mean, 50 minutes of history is fine, but when it's 100 minutes, it just seems to go on forever. Double chemistry's the worst. It's almost 2 hours of absolute boredom.
Speaker 2.
We have 7 or 8 different lessons a day, and that's okay, unless we've got a test, of course. But the real problem is that every teacher gives us things to do before the next lesson. I spend hours each evening preparing for the next day. It would be okay if it was just for 1 or 2 lessons. That wouldn't take too long, but it's all of them.
Speaker 3.
There aren't any subjects that I don't like, but my favourite lesson has to be maths. I just really love solving problems, and it all seems really easy to me. I don't know why people have such difficulty with it. Actually, I think I'd like to teach maths when I'm older. I'm sure I could explain it quite well. I'd set lots of tests and give loads of homework, though.
Speaker 4.
My friends think I'm really strange, but I always look forward to when we have exams and tests. I'd much rather spend the evening at home revising for an exam than, say, having to write an essay or do lots of exercises. Maybe it's because I've got a good memory, but I think exams are a really good way to show what you've learnt.
Speaker 5.
I've only been at this school for a couple of weeks, but I feel quite comfortable already. It's really similar to my old school, you know, lessons are the same length, we get about the same amount of homework each night, and the teachers seem really nice. I've made a couple of friends already, and I'm sure I'll make more as the year goes on.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
I always look forward to going to school, and I think I'm quite a good student. But several times a week, we have what are called double periods, and they're awful. Can you imagine? I mean, 50 minutes of history is fine, but when it's 100 minutes, it just seems to go on forever. Double chemistry's the worst. It's almost 2 hours of absolute boredom.
Speaker 2.
We have 7 or 8 different lessons a day, and that's okay, unless we've got a test, of course. But the real problem is that every teacher gives us things to do before the next lesson. I spend hours each evening preparing for the next day. It would be okay if it was just for 1 or 2 lessons. That wouldn't take too long, but it's all of them.
Speaker 3.
There aren't any subjects that I don't like, but my favourite lesson has to be maths. I just really love solving problems, and it all seems really easy to me. I don't know why people have such difficulty with it. Actually, I think I'd like to teach maths when I'm older. I'm sure I could explain it quite well. I'd set lots of tests and give loads of homework, though.
Speaker 4.
My friends think I'm really strange, but I always look forward to when we have exams and tests. I'd much rather spend the evening at home revising for an exam than, say, having to write an essay or do lots of exercises. Maybe it's because I've got a good memory, but I think exams are a really good way to show what you've learnt.
Speaker 5.
I've only been at this school for a couple of weeks, but I feel quite comfortable already. It's really similar to my old school, you know, lessons are the same length, we get about the same amount of homework each night, and the teachers seem really nice. I've made a couple of friends already, and I'm sure I'll make more as the year goes on.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите разговор администратора с прибывшей в отель гостьей. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1-А6 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. Какие не соответствуют. 2. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, yes, I have a reservation, Mrs. Torino.
Just one second. Ah, here we are, yes, Mrs. Torino, a double room for 3 nights.
Yes, well, you see, the thing is, my husband was going to be joining me on this trip, but a problem's come up at work and he can't make it now. So I was wondering if I could change my booking and just have a single room. It seems silly wasting money on a double room if he's not going to be here, doesn't it?
Let me have a look. Oh, well, I'm afraid we don't actually have any single rooms available for tonight, Mrs. Torino, so you'll have to have the double room. But we can move you into a single room tomorrow, if you like.
How much per night will I actually be saving? I mean, if it's only a small amount, then I might as well stay in the double room, mightn't I?
The double room you've got booked is £95 per night. The single room we could offer you from tomorrow is £75.
£75. So I'd be saving £20 per night.
That's right.
Yes, I think that's probably worth doing. Can we do that then?
Certainly. If you'd like to come down here sometime after breakfast, before 11 a.m, we'll give you the key to your new room.
That's fine, thanks. One other thing while I'm here, I need to check my email this evening. Do you have a computer with internet access that I can use, or...?
Yes, there are computers you can use in the business centre. That's on the fourth floor. There is a small charge, though. It's £5 per hour.
That seems a bit expensive. There isn't an internet cafe nearby, is there? They're a lot cheaper than that.
There's one in the centre of town, I think.
Oh, never mind. I don't suppose I'll need more than an hour anyway. And I have just saved some money by moving to a single room, haven't I? I'll use the business centre. Do I pay cash for that?
No, there's a receptionist up there. She'll make sure it's added to your bill.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, yes, I have a reservation. Mrs. Torino.
Just one second. Ah, here we are, yes, Mrs. Torino. A double room for three nights.
Yes, well, you see, the thing is, my husband was going to be joining me on this trip, but a problem's come up at work and he can't make it now. So I was wondering if I could change my booking and just have a single room. It seems silly wasting money on a double room if he's not going to be here, doesn't it?
Let me have a look. Oh, well, I'm afraid we don't actually have any single rooms available for tonight, Mrs. Torino, so you'll have to have the double room. But we can move you into a single room tomorrow, if you like.
How much per night will I actually be saving? I mean, if it's only a small amount, then I might as well stay in the double room, mightn't I?
The double room you've got booked is £95 per night. The single room we could offer you from tomorrow is £75.
£75. So I'd be saving £20 per night.
That's right.
Yes, I think that's probably worth doing. Can we do that then?
Certainly. If you'd like to come down here sometime after breakfast, before 11 a.m, we'll give you the key to your new room.
That's fine, thanks. One other thing while I'm here, I need to check my email this evening. Do you have a computer with internet access that I can use, or...?
Yes, there are computers you can use in the business centre. That's on the fourth floor. There is a small charge, though. It's £5 per hour.
That seems a bit expensive. There isn't an internet cafe nearby, is there? They're a lot cheaper than that.
There's one in the centre of town, I think.
Oh, never mind. I don't suppose I'll need more than an hour anyway. And I have just saved some money by moving to a single room, haven't I? I'll use the business centre. Do I pay cash for that?
No, there's a receptionist up there. She'll make sure it's added to your bill.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Вы услышите разговор режиссера с группой актеров. В заданиях А7-А13 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3 соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Okay, everyone. Can I have your attention, please? Thanks. Now, this is our first rehearsal this evening, and I hope by now you've all been given a script and know which parts you're playing. But before we have a first read-through of the whole play, I wondered if any of you have any questions. Yes, Brian.
Thanks, Julie. Yes, have you decided yet on the rehearsal schedule? Because I know several of us will have problems at the weekend. And
yes, don't worry. I know in the last production we had rehearsals every weekend, but this time we're not going to have rehearsals on Saturdays and Sundays at all, except for the final weekend before the show. I think that's Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st of April, isn't it? Yes, it is. So make sure you keep that weekend free. Otherwise, rehearsals will be here every Thursday and Friday evening at 7:30 p.m.
Are you going to need the whole cast for every rehearsal, or will it depend who's in which scene?
Yes, good question. Can we say this? I expect everyone to be here for the start of every rehearsal, unless I let you know during the week and tell you you're not needed, okay? So, if you don't get a call or an email from me, please do presume that I need you.
And how long do you expect rehearsals to go on for? After 10 o'clock?
I certainly hope not. But if absolutely necessary, yes. I think we should say 10:30 at the latest, though. I know we all have to get up very early for work.
Something else, Julie, as well. Costumes. I see we don't have a costume designer for this production.
No, we don't. It's a bit unfortunate, I know, but there's nothing we can do about it and we'll just have to make the best of a bad situation. What it does mean, though, is that everyone is going to be responsible for making or buying their own costume. But before you make or buy anything, do please let me know what you have in mind.
Is there a budget for costumes? We're not going to spend our own money, are we?
Well, you can spend your own money in buying a costume if you like, but I don't expect you to. There is a small budget, but when I say small, it's small. It's £18 only per costume. And don't try and persuade me to increase it, because I can't.
If someone's going to make their own costume, though, and so it's not going to cost anything, maybe we could put the money they've saved towards another costume that someone else wants to buy that's more expensive.
I hadn't thought of that, actually. Well, I suppose so, but even if someone's making their own costume, they might need to buy material and things like that, so they can use the budget for that. Let's just see what happens, shall we?
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Okay, everyone. Can I have your attention, please? Thanks. Now, this is our first rehearsal this evening, and I hope by now you've all been given a script and know which parts you're playing. But before we have a first read-through of the whole play, I wondered if any of you have any questions. Yes, Brian.
Thanks, Julie. Yes, have you decided yet on the rehearsal schedule? Because I know several of us will have problems at the weekend. And
yes, don't worry. I know in the last production we had rehearsals every weekend, but this time we're not going to have rehearsals on Saturdays and Sundays at all, except for the final weekend before the show. I think that's Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st of April, isn't it? Yes, it is. So make sure you keep that weekend free. Otherwise, rehearsals will be here every Thursday and Friday evening at 7:30 p.m.
Are you going to need the whole cast for every rehearsal, or will it depend who's in which scene?
Yes, good question. Can we say this? I expect everyone to be here for the start of every rehearsal, unless I let you know during the week and tell you you're not needed, okay? So, if you don't get a call or an email from me, please do presume that I need you.
And how long do you expect rehearsals to go on for? After 10 o'clock?
I certainly hope not. But if absolutely necessary, yes. I think we should say 10:30 at the latest, though. I know we all have to get up very early for work.
Something else, Julie, as well. Costumes. I see we don't have a costume designer for this production.
No, we don't. It's a bit unfortunate, I know, but there's nothing we can do about it and we'll just have to make the best of a bad situation. What it does mean, though, is that everyone is going to be responsible for making or buying their own costume. But before you make or buy anything, do please let me know what you have in mind.
Is there a budget for costumes? We're not going to spend our own money, are we?
Well, you can spend your own money in buying a costume if you like, but I don't expect you to. There is a small budget, but when I say small, it's small. It's £18 only per costume. And don't try and persuade me to increase it, because I can't.
If someone's going to make their own costume, though, and so it's not going to cost anything, maybe we could put the money they've saved towards another costume that someone else wants to buy that's more expensive.
I hadn't thought of that, actually. Well, I suppose so, but even if someone's making their own costume, they might need to buy material and things like that, so they can use the budget for that. Let's just see what happens, shall we?
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.